Today, a multi-million dollar state bailout for the Maine biomass industry, approved 2 years ago, is facing more scrutiny by state lawmakers. They are wondering why state utility regulators approved the subsidy for the company Stored Solar when it did not appear to qualify. Steve Missler has more.
2 years ago, the state's biomass industry was on the verge of collapse, an outcome that would have delivered a devastating blow to the hundreds of logging contractors like Steve Hannington, who depends on the plants to purchase sawdust and wastewood. And that's why Hannington joined dozens of his colleagues at a press event at the State House to plead for help.
Our company's been in business for 58 years. This is the tough part. Lost jobs. Not no fault of mine. I've hustled and worked 13 permanent since September.
It was people like Hannington that state lawmakers had in mind when they drafted the 2016 biomass bailout, a $13.4 million subsidy program administered by the Maine Public Utilities Commission. It was designed to keep at least some of Maine's six biomass generators operating and the loggers employed. But according to Dana Duran, director of the Professional Logging Contractors of Maine, lawmakers on the Energy and Utilities Committee were also acutely aware of the financial and political risks of providing taxpayer subsidies to biomass operators, in some instances owned by multi-billion dollar investment firms.
From my perception, there was some distrust by the committee that certain companies could benefit and they wouldn't be investors in the state for the long run.
That distrust prompted lawmakers to include accountability safeguards in the bailout bill: job creation requirements, capital investment, payments to municipalities. And according to State Senator Mark Dion, the plants also needed to be up and running before the operator could even bid for the subsidy contract.
The biomass plant had to be operational in every intent of the word for a period of time, in this case 60 days, before they'd be even eligible to apply.
But that's not how the PUC evaluated Stored Solar's eligibility late in December of 2016. The company purchased two plants in Jonesboro and West Enfield from Covanta Holdings shortly before bidding for the subsidy. Those plants were closed in March and April, and they never ran until after Stored Solar won the subsidy contract. Dion says that's not how it was supposed to work.
If monies were awarded to a plant to reopen, that's inconsistent with the language and the intent of that language.
Independent Representative Norm Higgins of Dover Foxcroft went further, calling upon the state attorney general to take action to hold the PUC accountable for, quote, ignoring the law and the will of the legislature. Meanwhile, Stored Solar has been criticized for failing to pay loggers and contractors between $1.5 million and $200,000 at various points last year. PUC commissioners declined to be interviewed for this story through a spokesman. But Harry Lamphere, administrative director for the agency, says commissioners clearly justified their decision to award the contract. The PUC argues that Stored Solar qualified for what's known as a forced or planned closure exemption. Not so, says Senator Mark Dion. He says the exemption is meant for outages related to natural disasters or an inability to produce the energy required, not because a plant closed due to financial insolvency.
That's not an outage. That's a shutdown. And I don't think there's any confusion for many of us as to what those terms mean.
The PUC points out that its decision was never appealed. Lawmakers interviewed for this story suggested they weren't aware of the PUC's rationale or Stored Solar's operations timeline until it was brought to their attention by Maine Public Radio. Nevertheless, it's no secret that the biomass bailout was a controversial bill. While the proposal gained a supermajority in the legislature 2 years ago, those who helped it become law did so with reservations. That includes Governor Paul LePage, who has since tried to distance himself from the bailout while also staying close to one of its beneficiaries.
We want to help, and then we want to get out of the way, and we want to let you grow, because your growth means you're creating jobs.
That's LePage speaking at the Advanced Bioeconomy Leadership Conference in San Francisco last year. He was a keynote speaker promoted by Stored Solar affiliate Born Global, which used the conference to promote ambitious plans for its biomass plants to investors. And it says those plans will require more public assistance. A subsidiary has already won conditional approval for a $500,000 taxpayer-backed loan from the Maine Rural Development Authority, a board made up almost entirely of the governor's appointees. The same is true for the Maine PUC, which is sometimes accused of basing its decisions on the governor's wishes. Nevertheless, it'll be up to the PUC to determine whether Stored Solar has fulfilled the terms of its subsidy contract, a review that could be completed this spring. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.